Amen. Listening to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, listening to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Too often, what God says goes in one ear and out the other. Amen. And it is something that we allow to happen that is to our own disadvantage. Amen. One ear and out the other. And we are just not often trying to hear what God is trying to say. Some are just not trying to hear it. Amen. Some are not paying attention to God. Some are not listening to God. Amen. And the aim of our sermon is for us to reinstate God back into the schools. Amen. To reinstate God back into the schools. Amen. You say, well, you know, as long as he's in our hearts, he's still in school. Nobody's can't put God out of my heart. But the truth of the matter is that we still need to put him back because he's not in the schools like he was. Amen. I know he's in your heart. Amen. But he's not on the walls of the schools like he was when I grew up. The Ten Commandments hanging on the wall. Amen. Doing prayer as students. Amen. When you go to school, we honor God and government. Pledge allegiance to the flag. But some kind of way things have changed. Have you noticed? Amen. To reinstate something means, you may say he's still in there, but he's not where he was. To reinstate something means to restore to a previous position. Amen. Amen. He's not where he was. Amen. And that impacts our culture because our children are taught there. Of course, he should be in the home, but when they gather at school, he used to have a prominent position, a prominent place in school. Amen. And we need to reinstate him. Amen. Because he's not where he was, irrespective of what we say about where he is as it relates to being in our hearts. Now, when we think about God, we got to think about this text. We think about this was a time here in this text, it reminds us of when God had Moses here reminds the Israelites, amen, of all that God had said to them. Deuteronomy, when you think about D-E-U-T, you think about that which is second, that which is twice. Amen. You can think of a duet, but it's slightly spelled different. But this truth is that it is the second time that God is telling them about what God has said on the mountain. Amen. Moses here reminds this second set of Israelites. Amen. Of all that God had said to the first parents. The first parents, had died in the wilderness because they had traveled about a mile from Mount Sinai, about a year or so from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, and they got up to Kadesh Barnea, and they concluded that they focused on the giants, and they had fear instead of faith, and they saw how big the giants were instead of seeing how big God was. And we find out that when they did that, instead of them entering into the promised land, over 2 million funerals of people died in the desert. Have we got a witness? They ended up never experiencing something that God had given them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Because of their lack of faith. Amen. God had done all kind of miracles. But now they get to right up on the verge of their blessing, and they don't have enough faith to go in. Amen. They never experienced the blessing God had for them. They missed out on an opportunity. And there's nothing seems to be like a missed opportunity. Think about it. Some that you missed when you didn't know any better. There was an opportunity and you missed it. There's nothing like a missed opportunity. And they say, oh, Lord, we'll go in. He said, no, you can't go in now. Amen. I'm going to send you back to the desert for 40 years. You're going to wander around for 40 years because you going to heaven is about faith. It's not about force. And you still don't have the faith. But now that I'm sending you to the desert, you just decided that we'll go ahead and go in. We'll take going in versus going out into the desert. And God said, well, that's not faith. So you go on back out to the desert. You all will die. This generation will never experience. Amen. They will not never experience victory. Don't you want to experience victory? They will never experience the blessings of God. Instead, they will expire in the desert. You're going to wander around in the desert until you all expire. Amen. You know we all got a due date on us. Ever got a witness? Amen. It may not be today, but there's an expiration date. There's a time when your life here will be over. And we don't know where it is. I don't know who's next. Did a funeral yesterday, day before yesterday, I believe. Day before yesterday, and we just, amen. We're going to expire. Amen. And they died in the desert. And here they are now, 40 years later, with a new group of kids, with a new generation. Some call it Joshua's generation. Even Moses not going to make it in, but this generation, Moses began to share with them everything that God had shared with their family. Amen. They missed the opportunity, and now they done walked around in the desert, and we done had all these funerals, and now here we are again, about to go back in. But before you get in, you need to know what your mama knew about God. You need to know something about the God that they served. You didn't see the miracles. You didn't cross the Red Sea. I need to tell you about how it all went down. Amen. Amen. And so he's now reinstating. He's repeating now these commandments. You all know the commandments. Amen. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Amen. Amen. Hey, no other gods. Do you have any? Amen. We got our modern day gods. They may not be no idols standing up, but they might be little children walking around. You better not touch that child. Anything that you put before God is a god. Amen. Whoever is over him. You'll never be the parent you can be until you keep God in his place and all other folk out of his place. Because the Lord is one God. There's only one God. Amen. Lord have mercy. He's the one that comes before anyone. And thou shalt have no. Oh, Lord have mercy. No other God. Amen. Before me, according to what verse 7 says, thou shalt not have no other God before me. Amen. Don't make unto you any graven images. Amen. Don't try to make no images about me. Amen. Nothing in heaven, nothing in the earth, nothing in the sea, nothing flying in the air. Amen. Don't even try. Thou shalt not have. Thou shalt not make. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Amen. Don't play with my name. My name is holy. Amen. Don't play with me. Amen. Don't call my name for nothing. Amen. Don't play with my name. Amen. You can be watching a rerun on a television show of folk who are nothing but actors, and you say, "Oh my God, God ain't interested in that television show." That's already been prepared and pre-planned. They know how that's going to turn out. And you done got serious and used God's name in it. And we just use it flippantly. We use it haphazardly. Oh, you know, Lord Jesus. Like, you know, you don't play with God's name. I wish I could stay there for a while. Find something else to call. Amen. Don't ever just utter God's name just for the fun of it. Just because you know, it's a very important moment to you, and you're going to say something about God's name. And it's not right. The Bible tells them in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I say? To take the Lord's name in vain is to call him Lord and he not be your Lord. That's playing with his name. Amen. I'm not going to get to the sermon that much. That's taking his name in vain. You're calling his name, amen, and he's not your Lord, amen. And Jesus asked him, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and I can't get you to do nothing? You haven't accepted me as your Lord and Savior. You won't obey me. You won't go when I say go, stop when I say stop. You won't act right. Why are you calling me Lord? You're taking my name in vain. Don't take it. And remember the Sabbath day. That's the other one. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day. And that was given to the Jews. And we could be here arguing about that. But that was given to the Israelites to remember the Sabbath day. And Jesus created for us a Christian Sabbath. And so Jesus was the fulfillment of the Sabbath day. He fulfilled the shadow. So therefore, amen, we don't have to worship the shadow. Have I got a witness? I wish I had a witness. You see, he fulfilled the shadow. It was about rest. And how many of y'all know I rest in him? I didn't rest until Sunday. Yeah, amen. Until he got up. Amen. I didn't have no Sabbath. The Jewish Sabbath is Saturday. It can always be Saturday, but I'm not a Jew. And I was not included. I did not experience the rest until Sunday. When he rose on the first, I wish I had a witness. That got me included right there. And this, amen. Oh Lord, have mercy. And you ought to remember the Sabbath day. You ought to honor your mother and your father. I can see now. I'm not going to get to the sermon. I can see that. I can see it coming. I can see it coming, Cynthia. I'm not going to get to the sermon. I can tell it. I can tell it right now. I can tell it. Amen. Amen. You ought to honor, you ought to respect your parents. Amen. Your mother and your father. Amen. Amen. You ought to respect both of them. Have I got a witness here? Amen. Honor your mother and father. Respect them. Do what they say. As long as they're walking topside of the ground, they will always be mama. And daddy, amen. They're always telling you what to do, amen. You always play a secondary role. Whatever they say goes, amen, amen. And you ought to honor them Amen. You ought not murder. Amen. He said, thou shalt not kill. That mean it didn't mean thou shalt not kill. It means they can kill, but thou can't kill. Amen. 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 You can't take the law in your own hands. Thou shalt not kill. It doesn't mean that they shall not kill. In a case where something has been tried and witnesses have been confirmed that this person, case has been adjudicated, and now the conclusion is there's a judicial place where life has to be taken because it's the only highest premium of life. I can't say I want your shoes if you kill somebody. Amen. I can't say bring me your car keys. I can't say I'm going to take your house, because nothing has a higher premium on life but life. And the only way to stop you from killing somebody else is to tell you if you kill somebody, then you'll be killed. But I can't take matters in my own hand. I don't go around killing. But if the law is a judicial place for the law, well, the fact of the matter is that you may have to come to the next service before you get the sermon. Amen. This is still the introduction. Amen. 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 That thou shalt not have. Thou shalt not murder. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. You only get one woman for life. Amen. One bed. Everybody shout one bed. That's the way God ordained it. Amen. Amen. One bed. Amen. God made a woman, a man and a woman to have one bed for life, to bring forth a family into the world. Amen. Amen. And you'll know whoever should be in the bed if they can bring out the family. The purpose of the husband and wife is not just for their pleasure, but for their procreation. And God wants you to protect that marriage bed, that it don't become adulterated. Have I got a witness? Pollute the pool. Amen. Don't pollute the marriage bed. Amen. One woman, and we could be on that a long time, but the truth of the matter is that I don't want you stealing. Amen, amen, amen. I don't want you stealing nobody else's stuff. These rules that he laid out, amen. Don't steal nobody else's stuff. Brother Lee, don't take nobody. If it don't belong to you, amen. Brother Lee didn't do it, but I'm just telling you. Don't, amen, amen. Don't take nobody else's stuff. Don't steal your neighbor's stuff, amen. Have I got a witness? Don't cover. Don't desire. Amen. Your neighbor's wife. Amen. Don't desire your neighbor's house. Amen. Desire your neighbor's field. Don't desire your neighbor's ox. Don't desire his ass or his donkey. Don't desire anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. 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 And this has to do with coveting. Not the same as committing adultery, although that can be committed in your heart. Amen. That's when the deed is done. Don't confuse the deed with the desire. The covet is talking about the desire. But committing adultery is talking about the deed. Amen. But the fact of the matter is that he says, I don't want you to do that. And God gave them this two commandments. He gave them, amen, two commandments. He gave them two sets. Have I got a witness? They got two tablets, amen, and it was written on two sides, amen, and he may even, some believe, had two sets, amen, and it was autographed by God. It was written with God's own finger. It came from God, according to verse 22. God wrote it. Have we got a witness? With his own pen, with his own finger. Written with the finger straight from heaven. God put words on tablets. Have I got a witness? In chapter 5, verse 22, straight from heaven, he wrote them on the tablets of stone. And Moses said, he gave them to me and told me to bring them down to you. Amen. God said, I wrote it personally. Amen. God, is that strong enough for you? We can go home with that. Amen. That's enough right there. I said it. Can everybody shout, I said it, amen. God said, I said it. And they said, we saw God in verse 24. We saw him, we saw a theophany. It is an appearance of God. It was at a distance, but it was an appearance of God, because he said in verse 24, surely the Lord God has shown us. Amen. He's shown us his glory. Amen. This is where my computer went in. I didn't get a chance to get it. He's shown us his glory. Amen. God says we have seen his glory. That's why I don't let him, Lord, have mercy. Come on, brother. God said, you have shown us, amen, his glory. God showed it to us. Amen. Amen. And that means that God has shown us his glorious appearance. That's the kind of God that we serve. God has shown us his glorious appearance. One version says, the Lord our God has shown us how great and glorious he was. Amen. We have heard from his voice. Amen. Today we have seen. And the fact of the matter is, that people can live and speak to God. Amen. Amen. God, we was in his presence, and through that experience. And then I told Moses to go back in verse 27. Go back, Moses, and listen to everything that the Lord our God has said, and return and tell us, because we don't like to be in the presence of God, him talking to us out of that fire. We don't want to, amen, we don't want to experience that. So Moses, you go talk to God and you just come tell us. Amen, amen. We can't, he's too powerful. We don't want to be in his person. And you know what the Lord said? He said, the Lord heard what they said. You got to be careful what you say. Amen, God is listening. Amen, God is listening. According to verse number 28, God is listening. Amen. It says, then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of these people. And you know what? They're right. All that the people have said, all those words are right. Amen. He says, I've heard what the people have said. One version says it this way: the Lord heard what you said to me, and he said to me, I have heard what the people said to you. Everything they said was good. Amen. Everything. What did they say? They said, Moses, you tell us what God says. And he says that what you said to us is that at the end of verse 27, you said that you will hear it and do it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's a good thing. You ought to hear what God said. And he said, Moses, go tell them they're right. That's a good thing for them to hear what I got to say and to do it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have you been doing what the Lord so told you to do? Amen. Now, does it go in one ear? Amen. Amen. Have you been hearing or listening? I wish I had a witness. I mean, I know you've been at church, but I mean, have you been hearing? Hearing is involuntary. Amen. Amen. Hearing, you can hear without trying to. Have you been sitting in the car and then the radio has been on, but you've been talking to your wife and then you didn't hear nothing the radio said? But you heard it, but you wasn't listening. Hearing is involuntary. It just comes naturally. Hearing comes from the stimulation of the nerve impulses to the brain. And you can hear something without even paying attention to it. But listening is voluntary. You can hear something that's involuntary. That's unintentional. But listening is voluntary. Listening is intentional. Listening is paying attention. Listening means I'm trying to hear what God has got to say. Amen. Some people not trying to hear. They're just not trying to hear what God got. I just ain't trying to hear that, Lord. I just ain't trying to hear it. I don't like it. I'm just not trying to hear it.